The little elephant, squealing for all he was worth, pulled and pulled until it seemed that his trunk would come off, but the crocodile was the stronger, and the baby elephant was forced out farther and farther into the water. Then his trunk was hurting so much that, to avoid the pain, he took more steps forward into the deeper water. Kubwa didn't know what on earth to do. They had gone so far ahead of the herd that it seemed as if help would never come. However, he heard the wild, faraway trumpeting of the other baby's mother, who had recognized his voice. He had jerked his own trunk out of the water as if it had been stung and held it high above his head, galloping out of the water as fast as his frightened legs could carry him. Now he wrapped his trunk about the hind legs of his friend and pulled with all his strength, and suddenly the two elephants began to go backward, and with them, drawn against its braced feet, showed the head and body of a long and powerful crocodile. And then, snap! The crocodile fell back with his mouth full of one bite of the elephant's trunk, and the elephant himself was saved.